Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, coming to you from the Western Jekyll Island. Yes, we are down on the beautiful coast of Georgia, having a great time at the Western. Now, what we just finished up was dinner, and we had a fantastic server named Jack Holton. But they call you Jackie.
You call me anything, just call me on payday and call me at supper time.
Especially supper time. But Nova, tell us why they call you Jackie.
Well, they call me Mr. Jackie because I'm older than dirt. I'm drawing my Social Security, and I'm the oldest person that works at the Westin, so they call me Mr. Jackie. So.
Well, we could not guess that you were the oldest, so I don't know about that, Jack. But now, we had a fantastic dinner tonight. So first, let me say thank you so much for the great service. And it never fails, because when I was here last year, you were my server, and it was another fantastic service. I mean, you are just so gracious in the way that you greet and that you make sure that everything is perfect when we're having a meal.
We are so blessed to have a wonderful staff here at the Westin of people. The people at our staff have gone forth and put forth an extra effort to make sure that we take care of each and every guest that walks through the door. We love our guests, and we want to make sure that their experience is wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you, you hit a home run tonight. But now, how long have you been working here at the Westin?
Well, we opened March 21st of 2015, and I was on the opening staff, and I'm still here.
So tell me a little bit, though, about working here at the Westin.
Working here at the Westin, starting with the general manager and going down, we have the most wonderful group of people who have banded together to make sure that our guest experiences are wonderful from the minute they walk through the front door until the minute they're putting their stuff in the car and leaving us. We love what we do. We love our guests when they come in. And we bend over backwards to make sure that they get, because they're in charge. They're driving the car. They are the ones who know what they want, and we're the ones that are here to try to give it to them.
Well, a fantastic service here at the Reserve, but now you have some other restaurants as well.
We do. We have, we don't. This is our only restaurant here, but we serve in the bar. We also have a little sandwich nook out by the pool when the pool's open, but right now it's not pool weather. And then we have Harry's upstairs, which is a outdoor bar, which is open during our busier times and the warmer times. So we have some other outlets, but room service, of course, is always available 24 hours a day.
And then during this time of the year, which is the winter time.
During this time of the year, we do an a la carte breakfast. We have a full menu, everything ranging from steak and eggs to shrimp and grits. We do, eggs over easy. We do anything that you want for breakfast in the breakfast realm. We have it.
Well, Mr. Jackie, I think I can call you that now.
Yes, by all means.
Thank you so much for taking a few moments to sit down and chat with me. I really appreciate it. And again, thank you so much for the beautiful service this evening. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you, and I hope to see you again soon.
Oh, I'll be back. That's
okay.
For sure.
All right.
And I'm going to ask for you, too.
Okay, do that. All right.
Okay.
Bye now.
You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, coming to you from the Western Jekyll Island. Again, I'm going to say it. Yes, I am down on the coast of Georgia. Are you guys jealous? Because I'm having a great time, having a wonderful time, meeting so many great people. And I brought along folks from Gainesville, the winners of the WDUN Western Winter Weekend. And we've had a great time. But one of the best times that we had, we're just finishing up having a fantastic dinner. Now, I think it has to be some credit given to the person that I'm about to talk to, and that is Matthew Tanner, the food and beverage manager here at the Western Jekyll Island. So, Matthew, thank you for sitting down to chat with me.
My pleasure.
But tell me a little bit about this meal that we had. Crab cakes, shrimp and grits, then chicken that's stuffed with cheese. Oh, my goodness, you guys are spoiling us.
Our chefs here, they're some of the best I've ever worked with, and I love working with them every day. They always have a great menu coming towards us, and it's a pleasure working with them.
Wow, I mean, the meals were paired really, really well. And the other thing that I liked for the fact that not only the meals paired well with the beverages, you have a great bar back there.
Yes, sir.
With a variety of drinks.
Yes, sir.
And wines, too, because the wine pairing with the meals were perfect.
And the wines that we were serving, we're just our house wines, and we've got a selection that goes all the way up to a couple $100 per bottle. Now, our house wines are excellent. We served 14 hands for our Chardonnay, which was paired with your crab cake. Benvolio Pinot Grigio with your shrimp and grits. and Nielsen by Byron Pinot Noir with your chicken dish. Now, we sat down with our chefs, and that's what we came up with, but we've got a vast selection that we could pair almost anything for you.
Well, they were fantastic. I really enjoyed everything. And, the pairing was perfect.
Wonderful. Glad you guys enjoyed it.
And I noticed you had a happy hour. Tell us a little bit about the happy hour you have.
Our happy hour is from 4 to 6, and it's every day, unlike most other places where it's only Monday through Thursday. But it's your regular domestic beers are $3.50, and your imports are $4.50. House wines are $5, and any regular cocktail is $5 as well.
That's just incredible. Great quality drinks. And again, you have a little food to munch on and also to help pair with it and wash it, and help the drink to wash it down.
Yeah, of course. And our two head bartenders, Brett and Brian, some of the best bartenders I've ever worked with myself. And they can help anybody out with anything they're looking for. They know flavor compositions that people are looking for. They can pull little aspects out of anybody and know what they want to drink as well.
Now, I know, Jack Bill, I know you want to know about the sourcing of where they get their food from, especially the seafood.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it comes from local vendors here in town. None of it comes in frozen. We use a couple different local vendors that get it from the Atlantic for the most part. It's all locally sourced. Yes,
I understand your shrimp and grits actually took second place in the Jekyll Shrimp and Grits Festival.
It did, you know, and I beg to differ. I think it should have came in first. We were kind of... Where it was hosted, the number one winner was the Jekyll Island Club, and it was hosted over there, so I kind of feel like it was a little biased over there, but I believe our shrimp and grits is one of the best in this area, and I've had a lot of shrimp and grits in this state, and it's by far one of the best I've ever had.
Well, you should have had us judging.
I wish you guys would have been here. It would have been great to have you.
Oh, we would have given it an A+, A number one plus. Okay.
True. Now, as we're coming up into the spring, so anything we should look for in the spring that would be a different change in your menu for people that are coming down, that will be coming down this spring and summer?
Well, right now, every Friday, we run an international dish. It changes on a weekly basis or every week, and then we repeat the next month. So at the end of this month, it'll be over with, though. But every Friday, we also have a prime rib special, and every Saturday, our night supervisor basically comes up with his own dish every Saturday, and the bartenders come up with their own specialty cocktail as well. So that's every week we've got something going on. And we've got Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife coming up next weekend as well, which is an awesome event. We've got plenty of stuff coming over the summer as well. Springtime, summertime, fall. I mean, we've got a full year book coming up for us.
Well, you know what that means, Matthew. We have to come back. So put us down for all of that. We want to come back and try it all.
We've got it for you. More the merrier.
Sounds great. Matthew, thank you so much for sitting down with us and spending a few moments. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
And thank you for a delicious meal and wine pairing. It was perfect.
It's all our pleasure.
Thank you.
Of course.
Now, Doc Bill, I have to ask you, what was your favorite?
They were all good. I love the crab cake. I wanted to have my shrimp and grits that was local, and I had my local shrimp and grits. And then chicken I like, but the chicken they did here was excellent. It was a chicken that was a chicken breast that had bone in it and skin, and it was seasoned well with herbs and a cheese and butter underneath the skin. And it was great. It was done with a nice mashed potato, and then they had some bacon and spinach that really highlighted the dish. So the food was great. The hospitality was great. Everything is within walking distance. You don't really have to leave this area. And you can drive to the other side of the island and have another different experience, but again, a great experience with food. So again, Jekyll is a great place to visit and come to.
I agree with you on that. And, you know, with so much to do on Jekyll Island, so many things we didn't do. We didn't bike, we didn't do horseback riding, we didn't golf. There's so many other things that we need longer time here in order to be able to get it all in.
You do, and Georgia has another coast. The Jekyll Island is back, and I tell people to come down here, bring your families and friends, and even for reunions and conventions. It's great.
Now, Doc Bill, we can come back because, you know, the WDUN Western Winter Weekend really continues on in the form of 20% off through the end of February. So if you didn't make it down for this weekend, all is not lost. You can call and book saying that you're calling with Father WDUN, 20% off, and come back, you know, come down. We can come back. They can come and have a great time as well.
Can't beat that.
You definitely can't beat that. This has been a great show. I want to thank again Hayes from Baldwin for supporting us and for sponsoring the WWN, Western Winter Weekend, and also the Sapelo Island Birdhouses as well, down on beautiful Sapelo Island, right down here on the coast as well, just right up the road from Jekyll Island. So you guys, make sure you listen in 2 weeks. We'll be back with more great destinations, more great travel tips here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WWN.